the first communications item.
Item 1082, request of Jill Heinmanson to address council regarding Peterson's convenience store.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I'm Jill Heinmanson. I'm Mr. Peterson's lobbyist. Thank you for letting us testify today. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read this letter that just to give you guys an update on kind of what we're going through right now with our situation. Okay, on December 1st, Peterson's Convenience Store will celebrate our 34th anniversary at our Morrison location. Since day one, we have been open 365 days a year during all hours that the Max runs to best serve our over 900 customers from all walks of life who shop at our store each day. That's every single day, right, Mr.
Right.
Peterson?
Yes.
Every single day for 34 years. Anyway, our celebration is bittersweet because December could also be our last full month in business at our Morrison location because Prosper Portland is requiring us to vacate our space by January 14 for a full year to renovate the Yamhill Spark Park garage and the ground floor retail area. The future beyond January 14th for us is unclear. We were initially very excited about the opportunity to renovate our Morrison store. For us, making significant investments in the space would have been a risky undertaking since we have been on a month-to-month lease since the 90s. Until now, our landlord, the city, Portland, thank you, has never offered to make any improvements. The city gave up on fixing the air conditioner years ago, making the store so hot in the summer that the chocolate bars would melt. Our excitement turned to anxiety when we realized that all the stores in our block, many who are successful local legacy businesses who have been in the community for over 30 years at the same location, were about to suffer the same fate as Portland's Albina neighborhood, where Prosper Portland pushed out families and businesses they considered undesirable. Prosper Portland has met with us several times since 2015 and had said that they have heard Peterson's desire to remain in our Morrison locations. Their actions suggest otherwise. The construction plans divide our current space into smaller units, which indicates that we already face an uphill battle to keep our space. In addition, the application process isn't going to begin until Prosper Portland is ready, which could easily extend beyond when we are asked to vacate. Even if we could apply before we lost employees who have been with the company for decades, the requirements set by Prosper Portland puts us at a disadvantage. Prosper Portland Resolution Number 7240 set a lower priority for locally owned franchises with more than three locations. We have four. And will not allow off-premise sales of alcoholic beverages, and we sell Pacific Northwest wines and beer. The requirement to vacate for an entire year or more during the remodel also feels targeted to root out existing businesses like ourselves. Open store remodels are common, with just one example down the street, a Pioneer Square Starbucks. Our space is conducive to staying open since the major construction will occur on the corners of the building and the storefronts are slated to remain intact for some time. It will also be safer for the Max Riders because we sell the hot pass and being open late because we're open all or hours that the Max operates. Many of our 3,500 supportive comments right here we received from our customer who have signed our position discuss how they feel safer waiting for the Max. So in closing, we want to stay, and we were hoping to get some help from City Council because we're not getting it for Prosper Portland. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Hi, my name is Doug Peterson. I'm the owner of Peterson's. We just can't get any communications going with Prosper Portland. Twice we've appeared, a bunch of our employees and myself have appeared before at their open public meeting. We never got a response after appearing. We wrote a letter after we got a letter of support from Commissioner Udaly and Commissioner Saltzman wrote a letter to Prosper Portland urging us getting some help, and we wrote a response to that talking about we could actually stay during much of the remodel because of the location of the business, and we never heard one peep. We've gone down there and tried to make an appointment. They referred a name to us. We've emailed them. We've called, and yet no one has responded to set up a meeting or anything. We're just absolutely being ignored. And, you know, we're popular in the neighborhood, as you can see, and over 900 customers a day come in our stores. We've donated to the Downtown Neighborhood Association has a project at the National Night Out Crime Prevention, and every year we've donated water and soft drinks for that festival. And usually go through about 800 units water and soft drinks. We've hired handicapped people. We're part of the community, and we're like Voodoo Donuts and Starbucks and Powell's as far as being known in Portland, and we're popular. And we're just asking if there's anything we can do to get a process going to talk about this, because we really want to stay. And like Jill said, the ends of the building are where the major construction are, where they're building out the storefronts or building new stairwells and elevators and tearing out the old ones. In the middle block, as I understand it, they're planning to maintain the building, the storefronts, for some time. We walked through with a bunch of contractors looking at the building, and that's what they stated, that the integrity of the storefronts would stay for a long time during the remodel before they actually do that part of the thing, and we're in the middle of the block. So I think we could be there and be serving the TriMet customers and serving the construction workers, and we have the hop pass, and that's the direction that TriMet is going, and they can buy the hop pass and we can add value to it. I know that you can do that on your iPhone, or I think you can do it over the telephone too, or on the internet. Well, a whole lot of folks don't have iPhones. I have one, but not everybody does. And especially tourists, people that are unfamiliar, we can help them, you know, navigate getting the hop pass. And I think we can just be a good assistance. So thank you for your time and hopefully maybe some support. Thank you.
Very good. And Doug, I'll have Kyle from my office connect you with Prosper Portland to get you your meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.